Okay, so you're really mad at me because I just cut our original recording of the show.
Yeah, we were about like 2 minutes in.
Not 2 minutes.
And you cut it.
Yeah, because I didn't like it. I didn't like the way it was being done.
Whatever.
Wasn't happy. Was not satisfied.
Whatever.
So you're sleepy, and your phone's going off. Let's see, yeah. Who's on the phone? Who's calling Ben? Let's play Who's Calling Ben. It is...
Joe and Erica.
Joe and Erica, put them on speaker. Hey! You guys are on a podcast.
Oh, you're on your podcast?
Yeah, and you're on.
What's up, everybody who listens to Kittens in a Blanket?
Oh, it's
Kittens in a Bed. It's the bed.
You fucked it.
Well, that was the Kittens in a Blanket. It's this new podcast. It's awesome. By Alejandro and his girlfriend, Naomi.
Good one.
Really good. And I think you guys should check it out and email them.
Is it
iHeartSnacks.com? Oh.
Oh.
This is Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall.
Robert, why are you calling me?
You know, I'm a big fan of the show. I heard it was going on today. So, I called up. I've got a new movie I'm working on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a new movie. It's called, what's it called? I don't even remember the name. I think it's Men in Black 3. I'm going to be in that.
Awesome.
I love Men in Black.
You know, it's coming out in July. July 19th. Check out Men in Black 3. So I meet Robert Duvall.
I think you're dead, aren't you?
No, I'm very much alive. Very much alive.
I thought you were dead.
No.
You thought wrong.
Men in Black series is dead. That's what you were thinking.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, I was thinking Robert Goulet.
I killed him.
What? Breaking news.
I don't know if you want to be admitting that
breaking
to
news,
the public.
Breaking news on Kittens in a Bed.
Robert Duvall is a murderer.
In a bed, really. This is Kittens in a Blanket. I'm going to go now.
You're going to go?
Yeah, I got to go. So you enjoy your podcasting.
Okay.
And don't forget to listen to this show whenever it goes up.
It's going up tomorrow.
I'm going to listen to it on my iPod.
Should we call you when we are done? Robert Duvall.
Yeah, maybe you want to call my Robert Duvall phone.
Okay.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
All right, dope cheese.
Thanks for calling.
Dope cheese.
Dope cheese. Wow, Robert Duvall.
That was kind of scary.
That was incredible. I didn't even know he had your personal phone number.
He does. He does.
Did you meet Robert Duvall?
No, I posted it on Craigslist.
Oh.
My phone number.
It's
probably a bad idea. Now yeah. I get random celebrities calling me up.
That's insane.
Oh my god, my eyes are so itchy.
Oh my god, you're gonna pop your eyes out. Don't stick your fingers in your eyeballs. So, you look like you're stoned.
So what did you do today?
What I do today, I woke up to a phone call by our buddies Joe and Erica.
Oh.
They wanted to play some Sunday morning Halos.
Mm.
That was a lot of fun. Mm. Good to wake up first thing in the morning and just kill people. It's great.
That's always good.
Yeah, and then we finished and I made you some grilled cheeses.
It was good.
It was delicious. And then I picked up the little iHeart Snacks cookie jar that I made.
Yeah, you went to one of those like
pottery painting things with my friend Michelle and her daughter Skye.
Do you get make the pottery stuff?
No, they have like a big stock of just clay, already like baked like clay items.
Gotcha.
And then you can paint them and then they will take them to be glazed and baked again. And in 2 weeks you can pick them up.
Probably they don't want people making the clay things because people just go in there and make penises. Or bongs.
Right.
That would be the first thing
I'd make a penis bong.
Yeah, a penis bong? So,
Actually, when I was in the Bahamas, they had a penis bong. Really? And I almost bought it for Maggie. Because it was a bong. Yeah. But then I was like, penis, no, she probably will never use this.
Yeah. She would not like a penis bong. I got big news.
What's your big news?
A video I worked on for ultraquiet.com is on the front page of YouTube.
What?
Which is pretty cool.
Oh, was it the video where I was one of your vocal actors?
No.
No? You're a liar. You're such a fucking liar.
So that's on the front page. That's pretty. That's doing really
well. And what is the name of this video?
Well, it's a parody on American Idol, and it's called Animal Idol.
Animal Idol.
It's pretty sweet. You play the voice of Paula.
I was Paula Cat. Paula Cat Duel.
That's awesome.
Yeah, just pulled that out right now. Paula Cat Duel. Yeah. I believe someone commented on the large bosom you gave her.
Yeah. Well, okay, this is a funny thing. It's like, I was looking at pictures of Paula, and almost every single picture of her, she's like, there's like, it's concentrated on her boobs.
Because she's the only woman on the show.
No, I'm not even, like, I well, looked at, like, old photos of her, too.
She's a girl. That's what the media does. Media, you're not a woman. You're just a set of boobs. That's it.
That's pretty awesome. I would be a set of boobs. If you could be any set of boobs, whose boobs would
you be? Whose boobs would I be if I could be any set of boobs?
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie.
She's really nice ones?
I guess. I don't know. I just like her, so I'd go for her. I'd be her boobs.
Oh, so you just like... I'm just talking... Just on a boob scale. Like, don't
like
think
like the
about,
boobs alone, not right, looking at the rest the of the person attached yeah. to the boobs.
Right.
Well, it has to be like one of those porn stars with the fake ones.
I'm not saying
like
you have
Pamela
to be
Anderson
a
or something.
One. See, I'm going small. I'm going with Keira Knightley. She has
what?
Nice, she has nice little ones.
She's got nothing.
Exactly.
So can I get rid of my boobs then?
Why would you want to get rid of
your boobs? Because you clearly like nothing.
I didn't say I don't. I said whose boobs would I want to be?
Oh.
I wouldn't want to be a big
breastises?
I wouldn't want a big boobs. I want to be really tiny ones.
Why don't you just be a man then, like you are?
Look, I'm not saying you'd be that person. I'm saying you'd be the boobs.
I'm just trying to make life difficult for you.
Like always.
Because I love you.
So what else did we do?
What else?
I played some GTA again, because that game's great.
And for the kids at home, that stands for?
Grand Theft Auto.
Automobile.
Yes. I finally reached Liberty City.
I was watching you play. You had some sniper guns
mm-hmm.
on what? The Empire State Building?
Mm-mm.
Or where
no,
were you?
Not high up.
Where were you?
There was some...
building?
Yeah, some construction site. I think it was downtown.
And then you had a date with a gay dude? I'm sorry, a homosexual man as a setup and you were really trying to kill him?
Mm-hmm. I met him at a diner.
So is this game homophobic? Setting you out to kill the gays?
No. I think it's equally...
phobic of everything?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's not phobic.
No.
In fact, they make fun of people who are homophobic. Like,
yeah.
You remember that scandal of that black guy who's on that, I guess it's Grey's Anatomy?
You mean person of color?
Right, whatever, black guy. He was on that.
Yeah.
And he
What's
said
his name?
Something.
T.R. Knightley or
whatever.
Something stupid.
Keira Knightley, I don't know, whatever. He
yeah.
said something derogatory towards one of the actors.
Yes, I believe the word was faggot.
Right, and... they kind of make fun of stuff like that in
okay.
the game. Like, on one of the radio stations, it says someone, like, says that and then, like, blames... it's one of the... it's, like, a mayor or something or a governor blaming the terrorist acts on gay people. Like, they...
Yeah. Oh, like, what's his name? Who's that?
Farwell.
Yeah.
Like, I mean...
who's in hell now.
Right. Like, they poke fun at a lot of our stupidity.
Well, that's good.
What we do.
And unfortunately, only small few will pick up on the
right. A lot of people will be like, "Yeah, I hate gay people."
Right,
yeah.
They'll take it seriously.
But yeah, like I was watching. You can actually watch full TV shows in
yes.
in the game,
you showed me
and
that.
One
that
of
was
them
pretty funny.
Was a cartoon called Republican Space Commandos or something like that. That was really funny. It's just them going to other distant planets.
Was that the one like Halo?
Yeah,
okay.
They look. They kind of look like their armor. Kind of looks like Master Chief from Halo, and they just go to other planets and fuck things up.
It's like George Bush.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
It's really funny. I like it.
Well, we're hitting the 10-minute mark.
Yeah.
You wanna say goodnight to the kids?
Good night,
kids. And vote for Obama.
Oh, boy.
Obama.
Nader.
Obama. I love you.
I love you too.
I love you too. Mwah.